Gabor, good evening. My name is David Mistawatsky. I've been living in Rockland, and now I live in Broad Street, and I consider Rockland my home for the last 24 years. The issue is not if we like or we don't like how it looks. The issue is if this project respects the letter of our city code and the spirit of the comprehensive plan. And there are a lot of people, I among them, that think that this project does not respect the spirit of the comprehensive plan, nor it's really following the letter of our city code. It has already been mentioned before, the drawings, they are not precise, and to say the least, I think it's not polite to deliver big changes on a Friday evening when they are going to be discussed on Tuesday. I have the two sets, they are very different. We are missing the basement, we are missing the fifth level. So we really cannot discuss option A against option B. We can just talk about what we saw. A couple of small issues. We have already mentioned about parking, and already mentioned the DOT totally removed the parking around Pleasant Street because it's just too dangerous. As the lawyer already mentioned, parking starts at this property. There is no parking here. In reality, nobody ever parks here. They start parking at the train station. So this is a very difficult turn. One of the small issues that they disappeared in the presentation, there is a public lamppost. It's not sitting here, sitting right in front of the entrance. And I don't know if private persons can move public lighting posts. The big issue, I'm sorry to be sounding like a scratch CD, is the access to the building. My expertise is in civil processing. I am not an expert in hoteliers, but coming hard times, I have to work in local hotels. My experience is from the trade winds in Rockland, the Navigator in Rockland, the Glen Cove, and the Country Inn in Rockport Camden, and they don't work the same. The dynamics in Rockland, they are very different, and the proposal that they told you, they are very wishful. That's not what happens in Rockland. We have a mini rush every morning, people trying to go over to the ferry. We have a rush at 3 p.m., which is the check-in time. So it's not that people come and go during the 24 hours. You have rushes all the time. My main concern is that the suppositions relate to healthy people like us. What about handicapped people? Are they going to have access? Are they not going to have access? We are talking about small vehicles. Not everybody owns a Prius. What about a bus coming and parking right in front of two businesses? So the point is, they have a version, we have a different version. The solution is that the city requests traffic study, pedestrian study, including, we have to include handicapped people. They cannot walk three blocks. I don't see a handicapped people pulling himself up the wheelchair all the way from the harbor area, from the public park. So we really have to include everybody in this design. And all what we are asking is that the process is completed and this developer gets due process. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good.